that's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
We were there for the first one. We're pumped to bring you this very special one. Super Bowl 50, Sunday, only CBS. This matchup builds on history and marches to its own. Cam, the quarterback breaking all molds. Peyton, a tower of tough on the Gamers Mount Rushmore. The Panthers, the Broncos, the biggest one of all. Super Bowl 50, Sunday, only CBS.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
This Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Jimmy Butler is now likely to return for the Bulls tonight from a sore knee. He did participate in shoot-around today ahead of the game in Denver. Meanwhile, Pau Gasol, still questionable to play in that game. He's got a hand injury, missed the morning session. Mike Dunleavy, by the way, will dress for the first time this season, and he is expected to make his debut on Saturday. The NFL confirms the Raiders and Texans will play a regular season game in Mexico. That'll be November 21st. Commissioner Roger Goodell also says the NFL is exploring the possibility of making an ejection mandatory for any player that gets two personal fouls in the same game. The press conference is ongoing right now with Goodell, who a moment ago said that there will not be a change to the league's marijuana policy, despite that drug now being legal in several states. Johnny Manziel's family says he's refused rehab twice now, though the family has tried to get him there. Manziel's agent has now dropped him as a client. Meanwhile, a report says the Cowboys have no interest in him, despite recent speculation otherwise. And now believing the NBA might have a problem, Commissioner Adam Silver says the league is looking into changes that will curb the use of the hack-a-player strategy, in which teams intentionally foul players that are poor free-throw shooters. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. And join the Score at Tank's Pub in Blue Island Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. You'll have your chance to light the lamp and score a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. 670 weather, clear overnight, low at 27. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 41. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 between the Broncos and Panthers. Coverage on Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomealoneexpert.com.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hello there.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 203 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, our next guest, this is the thing. She's not quite here yet because she has been ogled every step of the way since she's been here.
And stopped by everybody for pictures. Yeah. And I think there are some people who don't even know why they're stopping or who it is. They just think, I have to take a picture next to this.
Yeah, well, maybe some do, some don't. But, I mean, it's like every day when she's on, there is a crowd that forms over there. And it's like, now, I've never seen anything quite like it. I know they're not interested in us, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
We have been in some photobomb background, just some shots have been taken so far. And Tannehill's starring, of course, in the San Francisco Chronicle sports section. And enjoying the feedback from the discussion of the Bears documentary. And I got a note from a text, actually, from the Sultan of Guilt, who says, I'm so glad that you mentioned what you did about the highlights being somewhat out of order and how liberally they used some of those videos. He said, I thought I was losing my mind because I couldn't remember Bronco Nagurski having been on the 85 team.
Knock you out. Bronco will knock you out.
It was good. It was fine. It was professionally done. The production values were high. It had some narrative arc to it. But
They think the world of it. I mean, I don't know if is it worth them thinking the world of it?
I would think that maybe people outside of Chicago or people who hadn't been exposed to all of the 85 Bearsness to which we've been exposed over the years might find some of it fascinating, might never have heard some of the stories, but we've heard them all. We know all that stuff.
See, I personally, like I said, I did. It's DVR'd. That's a great place when you have DVR in your life. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, so. But personally, I'm more interested in teams that continue to win. I'm more interested in that or why they didn't.
Than in some way, the story was more about, and some of that was addressed to some degree, but not all of it was. And we have an opportunity now to, well, I guess we should go back and tell the story from the beginning.
Yeah.
That there was a picture taken. The very first guest that we had was Coach Bill Cowher of CBS, and of course, per our boss's instructions, a bunch of pictures are taken and posted to Twitter, and the people who were looking at this picture of Bill Cowher that was taken from right over here said, yeah, that's great, I'm sure you had fun with Bill Cowher, but who is that standing in the background in the green dress?
Right.
And everybody's asking, so I look, and I said, okay, so then I check it. It turns out it's a Chicago native. Mm-hmm. Of all things, and it is Christine Leahy of The Herd on FS1 and American Ninja Warrior as well. Hi, Christine.
Yes. Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you? I heard you guys said very nice things the other day. I appreciate that.
Well, it's funny because
we've been watching you being ogled for days now. You're like when you're on the air, that crowd over here never moves. They're here to see you.
Oh, I don't know. I think Colin draws a pretty big audience.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, but they all want to kill him.
No, they want to kill him.
Yeah, you know, people either love him or hate him, and you need that, right?
I wouldn't know anything about it.
He doesn't know anything about that.
There's just not a lot of women on Radio Row, so I think that once people stop and they see a woman hanging out around here, it's a little surprising.
However, you do not have the title for biggest head turner because Tim Tebow has taken that away from you. That was bizarre.
Did I miss something?
No, he walked here, and it's like, I don't know if you remember the Monty Python movie Life of Brian, where they think this guy is Jesus, but that's what it looked like. People following him just blindly, a mass of people wherever he went.
Well, he has an entourage, right? You have to if you're going to walk around here. I actually saw him out last night, and him and Colin had a really long conversation because Colin said some interesting things about him, but he's a great guy.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with Tebow. It's a lot of his fans who are crazy and start to mix things up. With him himself, I don't think he really brings it on himself too much, I guess.
No, he's actually a really good guy, and if you talk to him, he's very genuine. He thinks about what he says. I don't criticize him.
So where are you from in Chicago?
So I was born in Highland Park. I grew up, my family kind of moved around a bunch, but I lived in Algonquin for a while. I lived in Crystal Lake. I went to Prairie Ridge High School. Have you heard of Prairie Ridge High School?
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's okay.
I was Miss Crystal Lake, actually, at one point.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we believe that. Well, I was never Mr. Deerfield. I was...
Deerfield has a great mall. I've been to that mall a few times.
The Northbrook Court on Lake
he's,
Cook.
Yeah. No, exactly. He's not Mr. Anything.
No, I wasn't
Mr. Anything. I can tell you what he is, but you're here, so I don't want to say. I'll tell you off the air.
They asked me to leave immediately. And so you also have... the involvement in American Ninja Warrior on NBC.
Yes.
So how do you manage both of these jobs?
I'm about to find out, actually. I started with Colin September 8th, I believe, was our first show. And then I start shooting American Ninja Warrior again March 17th, I believe, is our first. I can't tell you the city we're going to yet, but... I'm not sure how I'm going to do it quite yet, but I do know that I am. The sleeping schedule is kind of interesting. We shoot overnight from about 4 p.m. until 7 a.m. And then I'm on the herd. I wake up at 5 a.m. to do that. So it's going to be not very much sleeping. But this week has actually prepared me, I think. I think I've slept a total of 15 hours this entire week.
I've seen American Ninja Warrior.
You have? Do you like it?
I have.
Do you think you have the skills to come on the show?
I do.
You do?
Not to compete.
No, not to compete. Oh, no. I have people who probably could do it, but I have...
Why can't you do it?
Have you seen him walk?
I can't even walk over to you, and you're 2 feet away from me.
We can train you. I know some people that can help.
We can. Yeah. Well, I need my surgery first, and then you can train me.
You got it. You come down to L.A., I will train you. I'll hook you up with the best ninjas. Get on the warped wall.
What was going on in your set yesterday? After you left, that Rob Gronkowski
thing. Oh, my gosh. I was standing right there.
That was, I mean, I didn't know it, because in the moment, it didn't seem like it was
until
so bad.
You look at it.
And then after the fact, after when Deadspin puts the video up there, and the reaction on Twitter was understandable with people saying, no, a woman in broadcasting shouldn't be asking for a lap dance, and it's setting people back. And it became a bit of a thing.
So I don't know what was said going into it or coming out, or if it was planned. I just saw him go over. But I think they're kind of having a fun time over there. It's Jason Whitlock's house party by the bay. And right before that happened, Gronk was playing. It wasn't beer pong. It was like shooting a ball into making his choice for the Super Bowl. It was the Panthers. I think they're just having a good time. And there was a story that just came out last week about how he was turned into a stripper while he was at Arizona for a night.
It was a sorority party or something. Yeah. He was working security for a friend who was doing it, and they got him to join in.
Right. So maybe he just felt like he needed to reenact that. I'm not entirely sure what happened. I just was glad that it wasn't me on that couch.
Well, you probably wouldn't have said, come over here and give me a lap dance.
Did she say that?
Yeah, she kind of said, what if I had a little extra money and
no,
how would you
I love
dance?
Julie, though. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not
what
trying
happened.
To start anything.
No,
I'm
just, of course. I think they're just having a good, fun time over there. And Gronk is amazing. I talked to him afterwards, and I said, can I just wrap you in bubble tape, please, until the start of next season? Because I need you to not break. And please be healthy.
Well, I was going to say, if you're going to say that to anybody, I was not a bit surprised by what the result was, because he is crazy. I mean,
Gronk?
He is. Yeah, he is. I mean, you say that to him.
Normal human inhibitions.
Yeah. Yep, he doesn't have them.
Well, I wouldn't say that on the football field. I think on the football field he has amazing inhibitions.
Yeah, he is.
Who else do you want out there catching from Tom? The reason I think that we love Gronk is because you see such dedication to football. So he might be crazy off the field, do a lot of things that we would criticize other players for. But Gronk is so good at football. You can see that he is truly, truly dedicated. So I think he can get away with that.
Talking with Christine Leahy on the Boards and Bernstein Show on WSCR. I wanted to ask you this, too. And viewers of Fox Sports 1 and viewers across all the Fox platforms notice that they have there is a look to the tableau that is common even across news and business and sports. Somebody there says we need to have an attractive blonde woman here, whoever else here. Do you feel like you are almost cast as a type, whether or not, however well you do the job, there's somebody to say every time you turn on Fox, you say, well, there is somebody who also is who looks like a piece to their puzzle in some way, how they think TV should look.
I mean, a lot of us are blondes. That's definitely true. You look on the TV, but I would like to think if you look at all of us individually, we're all very different. And I don't think that truthfully, I know that there were some other people that they were considering for my job, and they weren't blonde. Mm. And I don't think I got it because I'm a blonde.
I'm not saying real question.
No, I understand what you're saying, and I think a lot of people have that same thing. I just think if you look at us, we're all very different, and it just happens to be that we're all blonde. I think there's certainly an aesthetic that you need for television. Mm-hmm. So whatever that means, people are hired, but I think we're all very qualified. And I know that with Colin, this was a big decision for him because he's always been a solo act for radio. And for him to take someone on, he really needed to feel a certain connection with him. And we met, and truthfully, I wasn't sure. I had gotten out of traditional sports to go to American Ninja Warrior, and I wasn't sure if I was going to get back into it because I didn't like the direction that sports is going. I think it's very negative a lot of the time. And I met with Colin. It came up, and the two of us sat down. It was supposed to be maybe a 20-minute meeting, and we wound up sitting there for about 3.5 hours, and we just had such an amazing connection. And I think that's why he hired me. He made me want to get back into it, and the best part about it is that I'm allowed to have an opinion and have a voice, and he supports me fully with that. So I hope that, you know, there are a lot of blondes on there, but I hope that I'm a part of the group that can make you see that I'm not just a blonde.
There's always a bit of danger working with him, and I know what he's asked to do for a living. And those of us who also, I guess the metaphor I would use is walking around the edge of the outrage blender. Mm-hmm. Because at any point you can fall into the whirring blades. Mm-hmm. And being asked to be a provocateur sometimes, to say things that make people think, to say things that sometimes draw a reaction, it's hard. And he's gotten himself in trouble. We've all gotten ourselves in trouble. Are you going into this different stage of his career now? He's not going to change. He's still going to do that. Are you ever concerned, boy, I could end up in the middle of a thing?
Well, I think you're wrong, actually. I don't think that Colin participates in the outrage blender. I think he actually does the opposite. And he's talked openly that he doesn't believe in that. And when people are just piling on, like, for example, Deflategate.
I mean that he can fall into it. His comments about the Dominican players, that it's because he needs to say things, sometimes you end up falling in.
Everybody, when you're on the radio for 3 hours, you're going to say something.
We've got
some
5 hours of this nonsense.
Right. You're going to say something that you maybe wish you hadn't. Mm-hmm. I know that Colin maybe wished he would have worded it differently, but that was before I joined him. But I think Colin is great at is what people don't know, and I know a lot of radio shows, people just show up and do their show. Colin mm-hmm. comes in at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we plan stories, and we decide what we're going to talk about. And I think we actually talked about this the other day because I think in Sports Illustrated, they're coming out with a story about quarterbacks. And the fact that Colin said that when you're an attractive male, you're often put into that quarterback role. And they said that he used it mm-hmm. as kind of, I'm going to make a headline here. And that's not true. They accused him of not doing his research or backing that up with anything. And Colin actually went and talked to scouts and figured out why it was. And that's when he said it. And he found out that young kids who are attractive have a lot of confidence, and that leads them into being a quarterback.
Because
you need your quarterback to have confidence. So one of the reasons I love Colin is because I think that he doesn't try to make that headline. He just does because his opinions are so thoughtful and smart.
What about you? I think that I've watched you mix because you, as I say, the big crowd every day watching you guys. And you reacted very well with the fans. Is that okay with you? Because I don't like to. But I mean, I have to sometimes.
Interacting with fans?
Yeah.
Like
on
Twitter?
You seem very comfortable with it.
On Twitter, you mean?
No, right here.
Right here.
Right in the aisle. Yeah,
Honestly, I feel awkward sometimes when I'm in a setting, like if I'm at Rite Aid or in the grocery store, because I don't wear makeup, I don't do my hair, and I wear sweatpants, so that's a little awkward for me when someone comes up and they see me, I'm buying like Ben and Jerry's in a magazine. Like that makes me feel a little uncomfortable because I'm not prepared for it. But when I'm in a situation like this where I'm doing my job and mm-hmm. people are watching me and they want to take a picture with me or say hello, that's the biggest compliment in the world. So I'm very comfortable with that, and I'm very appreciative that they're taking time out of their day to come say hello to me and that they appreciate the show. So that's completely normal. It's when I'm in my sweatpants that feels a little strange.
Well, good luck with the new schedule as you try to navigate those waters.
Hey, wait, we didn't even talk about the Bulls. The Bulls are my team.
Yeah, they're annoying.
Take them.
What?
You take them with you.
Really?
You tried to watch them this year? They make you crazy.
On. Can I tell you something, though? I know a lot of people have talked about how Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose don't get along mm-hmm. and don't like each other, and I think there was absolutely some truth to it. But I went to the Bulls game when they played the Lakers last week in L.A.
The Lakers can't play.
Hold on. That's not what I'm saying.
Players without legs.
I get it. And they lost to the Clippers a couple days later. But what I was going to say to you is I watched Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose on the bench because I wanted to see their interaction up close without the cameras. Mm-hmm. They didn't talk to anyone except for each other. The two of them sat on the bench and were talking and joking around with each other. So I think something has changed.
Well, they had a meeting. They talked to each other. They talked to each other about it.
But no, I think it was very, very genuine what I saw, and I'm hopeful for that. Well, seems like they're gonna be there.
There are a lot of Bulls fans who are going to be hopeful as well. I think this is we're looking at the end of
an era
of a thing here, and we'll wait to see what the new thing is, and we'll see who Jimmy's going to be a part of it. I know that.
Well,
the whatever the next thing is, whether it involves Derek or anybody else, that it's Jimmy's got to get himself straight because anything else could be built around that.
Well, I think that that's what Jimmy wants, right? He wants it to be his team.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I think I would be excited to see what it looks like, him having his team.
Yeah, well, let us know if you ever see them run what exactly Fred wants them to do. Because that's really not Fred's offense. Whatever that is, that's not Fred's offense. And he knows it, and everybody else knows it, and it's not. Now, they did win the other night. Big, Sacramento. You know, the trip west used to be very difficult. It's not as difficult anymore.
The west?
Yeah, it's not quite the torture trip that it used to be when you played the Lakers.
No, I mean, the Lakers the Lakers have changed quite a bit. Although Kobe had, 38 points the other night?
Yeah, they've actually won a couple in a row since then, yeah.
Yeah, if he's gonna criticize the rookies like he does, he better give a good game once in a while.
We'll let you get some sleep.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to go take a nap, actually, right now.
Thank you.
It's great to see you guys.
Thank you. Thanks. That is Christine Leahy of FS1, The Herd, and American Ninja Warrior,
yeah.
And the former Miss Crystal
Lake. That's a tough
show.
You ever seen that show?
Yeah, it's...
Holy crap.
Yeah, you could. You'd last two seconds, you'd be dead.
I can't do that.
The Boers and Bernstein Show. More to come on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. From the Super Bowl in San Francisco, I'm Jim Rome with your CBS Sports Minute. One quick question from the city by the bay. Can we play this thing already? We have officially reached the nothing to say, time to play phase of Super Bowl week. There is nothing left to analyze. There are no matchups left to break down or players to scrutinize. We've talked this thing right into the ground. And when I see Cam Newton asked about his socks and sandals, it is time to put the pads on and play. Why am I wearing socks with sandals? I don't know. Why are you wearing those glasses with a shirt? Why are you drinking coffee with a cup? Why are we talking about any of this? No more retirement questions. No more socks and sandals. No more stupid questions. No more questions, period. If we're talking footwear, there is nothing else to say. Start the freaking game. I'm Jim Rome.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Wednesday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
This week's most popular music. 1 year ago, 2015.
Number three.
Hozier, Take Me to Church.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog.
Number two.
Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud.
I'm thinking out loud.
And the number one song this week. 1 year ago in 2015. Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk.
Great marketing techniques that cost less than a cup of coffee? They exist, and you may be surprised at how effective they can be. See them now at CBS Small Business Pulse, powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with Office Depot Office Max. The CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit CBSPulse.com right now. That's CBSPulse.com.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's a brand new announcement, so they're still working out some of the details. And Amazon is famous for lack of a better phrase, sort of killing its young. So who knows if this is going to last. But the idea is that basically appliances will know on an orderly basis when those appliances need more supplies. We're talking about the Internet of Things here, obviously connected devices that notify via your home network that you need some more supplies for a particular device. And the benefit is that this springs off of a plan and a program that they already have that is very powerful. It's called Subscribe and Save, which customers are the ones to initiate, not appliances. But if you have a regularly needed product, say diapers if you're a young parent, you can sign up for Subscribe and Save and you stop thinking about it and you know when your supplies need to come. And lo and behold, Amazon supplies it at a reduced price. Now they're just applying this whole concept to appliances.
Tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We've got Horace and Bracey, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score coming up on 2:30. We are still sitting here on Radio Row. We've been juggling guests.
Yes, we're looking forward to having a conversation with Curtis Martin in a little bit, and Chris Tannehill is busy adding others to that
list. There's a giant fighter coming over, too.
Heavyweight champion.
Yeah, I don't think I can whip his ass.
See, here's the thing. This is what's annoying. We have a pioneer yesterday of Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
The sons of the pioneers.
And you threatened to kick his ass.
Yeah.
And now we get a guy who's 6'7", and the WBC heavyweight champion who's going to be sitting across from you, and you're afraid of him.
Yes.
Why?
Because the Brazilian guy weighs 179 damn pounds.
Yes, but there's
jiu-jitsu
But there is video of him destroying people regardless.
Yeah, but
of
I'm
that.
Not that fat guy. I'm not that. Well, no, you know.
Well, not yet.
Never. Let me have that. The surgery, and then I'll come back and whip his ass.
Okay.
Big guy too.
Oh no, I'm absolutely all for
back.
That.
Be my rehab.
So last
working
night,
on that silly Brazilian.
So
quick,
here it is. Bring it home.
I'm working on the silly Brazilian. You're
now,
what?
Now after we finish up dinner last night.
No, he's good.
We have a wonderful Italian dinner in North Beach, and we have a Hub Unfiltered, which is always always exciting.
I love Hub.
Yeah, that's great. And then you know, we're walking back and we hear live music coming from this little corner place.
God.
And you figure there's a scene going on, right? So we should stop in and see what's happening here, because I don't get a chance to take in a lot of live music. And we go in and this place, first of all, was extremely dinky.
The guy at the door, his face was so thick with his giant beard. You couldn't even see his mouth.
I know.
If you want to see how the band goes, go in there and take a jury look at yourself.
Right. And I said, well, what's the cover?
Ain't no cover. Ain't no cover. You can't see his mouth move. It's just like this voice coming out of a pile of hair. I mean, so, see for yourself. Thank you. See for yourself. What?
We go in there, and the band, first of all, was, I don't think they could either, I couldn't. They couldn't hear each other's instruments, I don't think, because it was some combination of a blues band and a jam band.
Yeah,
and the lead guitarist was blind.
Yes.
And the rhythm guitarist had no nose.
And the guy who came out collecting money for the band couldn't walk.
Right, was missing limbs.
Yeah, I don't think he had legs. He was supported by two, chair legs,
yes.
And he comes out and he's just hobbling around. He says, yeah, I said to him, we didn't see anything yet. He says
it was like out of a pirate movie.
You will. I said, well, no, we're heading out the door. But it was, we find some music. Well, I found some music.
But it was kind of grotesque and terrifying. It was seriously like a pirate movie that you'd see in some grotto somewhere.
Oh, the people.
My
crowd
rhythm.
Crowd was icky. Come on.
My rhythm guitarist has no nose.
Well,
how does he smell? Horrible.
Well, you said you got coming out. I said, "Well, man, we've been finding some music somewhere."
Yeah, I saw a bunch of musicians walking around.
I hear music. I go over there and I'm waiting.
I know.
Go in there and see for yourself how you like it.
I didn't like it. It was bad. The music was bad.
I'm not going to say that to him. We've got a gun in there.
It was just frightening. And then you couldn't get a drink.
Couldn't get a drink, and there was all cash.
It was all bad.
All bad. All right, we need to take a break.
Looking forward to talking with Curtis Martin next on The Score.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league is still opposed to sports gambling, but as for daily fantasy?
Each state makes that determination. We are obviously going to follow the law. We're going to abide by that in every which way. I've said before that I think as it relates to daily fantasy, there needs to be more consumer protection. I want that for our fans. I think our fans deserve that.
Goodell, speaking just a little bit ago, also announced the game to be played in Mexico November 21st. It's a regular season game between the Texans and Raiders. Johnny Manziel's agent has dropped the quarterback as a client. His father, by the way, is revealing the family has tried to get Manziel into rehab, but has been uncooperative so far. Jimmy Butler is expected to play tonight for the Bulls. Pau Gasol is questionable. They will take on Denver. Butler, in shoot-around earlier today, says he feels pretty good with the knee soreness. As for Mike Dunleavy, he is expected to make a season debut on Saturday. He'll dress tonight. The Score's Bruce Levine reporting the Cubs are expected to reach an agreement with Jake Arrieta prior to his arbitration hearing, which is supposed to be on Tuesday. Meet Chicago hockey star Andrew Shaw at Mariano's, located at 1500 North Clybourne in Lincoln Park. That's February 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. Andrew will be signing autographs, taking pictures, and admiring the produce. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 between the Broncos and Panthers. Coverage on Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. It's Ron Rivera's Carolina Panthers, led by Cam Newton, versus Peyton Manning and that tough Denver Broncos defense. Listen live. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Super Bowl 50 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Down is on for Valentine's Day, and the pros at Pro Flowers have everything you need to be a winner. And I know you. I've known you for a long time, and I know that every year you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you go, oh, yeah, it's Valentine's Day. I got to get something, and you end up spending a fortune on chocolate or flowers or something else. Well, don't do that this year. Pro Flowers is giving you this opportunity because you're listening right now. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. And if you order this week, they'll throw in free chocolates too, or you can really do it right and double the roses for only $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com and use my code Bernstein. You can't go wrong with flowers on Valentine's Day, and the only way to get this amazing deal, including free chocolates, if you order this week, is this. Go to proflowers.com. Make sure you click the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in Bernstein. That's code B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. Don't wait. Order today, because this deal expires tonight at midnight.
What's the most effective time to send a sales email? 8:30 a.m., 9, lunch? Knowing when can be important if you're a small business owner. Find the answer now at CBS Small Business Pulse. Powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with First Data, the CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit CBSPulse.com right now. That's CBSPulse.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Guys, are you looking for a Valentine's Day gift that's sensual and useful? Then check out the Hoodie Footy from Pajamagram. Hoodie Footy pajamas combine the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Each Hoodie Footy has a full zip front and removable feet, giving your Valentine head-to-toe warmth, even on the coldest nights. New this Valentine's Day is the Mink Hoodie Footy, made of a rich chocolate marshmallow fleece that looks and feels just like mink. These PJs will make her feel like she's wrapped in sweet, soft luxury. Oh, Matt, buy these for me. Delivery is guaranteed by Valentine's Day, but you have to order now. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Give the gift of warmth and love this Valentine's Day with a hoodie footy. Only from Pajamagram. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them Matt Abatacola and the Score sent.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's a brand new announcement, so they're still working out some of the details. And Amazon is famous for lack of a better phrase, sort of killing its young. So who knows if this is going to last. But the idea is that basically appliances will know on an orderly basis when those appliances need more supplies. We're talking about the Internet of Things here, obviously connected devices that notify via your home network that you need some more supplies for a particular device. And the benefit is that this springs off of a plan and a program that they already have that is very powerful. It's called Subscribe and Save, which customers are the ones to initiate, not appliances. But if you have a regularly needed product, say diapers if you're a young parent, you can sign up for Subscribe and Save and you stop thinking about it and you know when your supplies need to come. And lo and behold, Amazon supplies it at a reduced price. Now they're just applying this whole concept to appliances.
Tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
December 31st.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And at 240 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Radio Row continues with another guest.
Yeah, a little change of plans that Curtis Martin is running a little bit behind, so we flipped some things around.
That's what he was when he played.
We were going to talk to this guy later, but we'll talk to him now. He's certainly wearing his rooting interest for this game on his chest. He is longtime Denver Broncos tackle Ken Lanier with us on Sports Radio 670. What's going on, Ken?
Nothing much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for coming in. And I'm telling you that he's describing to me how the Broncos are going to win this game. I don't believe a word he says.
Gee, man. I mean, that's being harsh, man.
I know.
That's like Chicago weather. Come on.
I know anything can happen to a football game. I just can't find a way. You can find a way, though.
Definitely.
All right. What's the way?
What's the way?
The way is that our offensive line is going to show up this weekend. You know, they're going to do pass blocking and run blocking and pick up the blitz or whatever it takes to do it. And our receivers are going to catch the ball. They're not going to drop anything. And
that's it.
And our defense is going to play lights out like they did the last game. And there you have it, a recipe for success.
I like your plan. Now, when you were protecting John Elway, there are some offensive linemen, and we talk to a lot of offensive linemen.
We do.
They say they always
we like offensive
they
linemen.
They want to know where their quarterback is going to be, and it makes their job easier, their angles, their sets, to know where the quarterback's going to be. With a guy like Elway, you didn't know that. So how did you make sure that he wasn't running into an area, scrambling into an area where you're like, John, I don't have him on that side, and don't blame me if you get sacked.
As one of those situations when you set up to take your block assignment, you know, pass blocking assignment, and the defensive lineman is going somewhere else, you know something happened.
Okay.
And it's one of those things where you had to learn how to read the defensive lineman as far as where they're going and what's going on. I mean, if a guy drops, you know John's on the run. And it could take a while because he was scrambling around back there. So he could run all the way to the other side and come back to your side. So you had to have your head on a swivel. Plus, you had to have the know-how to know that something's going on. And you had to react.
Did you ever think at the time that he would end up as the general manager of the team? And not just a figurehead, not just a name. But doing the work. An active guy running the Broncos.
I think it's one of those situations that when it came that you thought that this could happen was when he was with the Denver Gold and he had three or four championships with the Denver Gold. That was the groundwork where he learned how to put teams together. He learned how to be a general manager. Mm-hmm. And then I believe when Pat was starting to get ailing or something, he was mm-hmm. he was able to come back to the Broncos and put those back into play. John is a fierce competitor. He doesn't like losing. He likes to win. But he puts people in a position where they can win.
Yeah, you mentioned the fierce competitor, and he's one of those crazy competitive guys. How did that manifest itself with you guys, just in case somebody ever touched him? Did he yell? Did he get mad? Or did he just keep that focus that he has?
No, I mean, it's something that, you know, when somebody has a focus and they're set and you know what they want to do, you know that they are a winner and they want to win, you know, you want to be a part of that. You know, you want to take pride in not having anybody touching your quarterback. You know, you want to take pride that you gave your quarterback all the options, that he had the tools that he needed to succeed and put the team on the map.
Some bold moves have been made. Tim Tebow out, Peyton Manning in. John Fox unceremoniously let go. However you want to interpret that divorce, it happened.
Well, you guys got him.
Indeed, and that's
yes,
been an undercurrent of the stories that we've talked about.
Right. People love him.
And then
players
the hiring of his buddy Gary Kubiak. Mm-hmm. On balance, let's say the Broncos don't win. Still worth it? Still on balance? Still considered successful, these moves?
I believe so because, you know, you come in with a new head coach, you know, new coaching staff that made it all the way back to the ranks. You know, they weren't one and done. You know, they weren't two and done. You know, now they got one more game, and that's going to tell the tale. But for a first-year quarterback, not quarterback, but the first-year coach to come in and succeed like that, you know, and it's due to, you know, some of the things that Coach Fox did beforehand, and it's due to what John has done to put the team in a situation to be a winning chip team.
It's just a couple of years ago, the guy that Peyton Manning was throwing 55 touchdown passes in a season. That seems like forever already, doesn't it? I mean, it's like you look at it now, you look at it and go, oh, what's going on here? And, you know, everybody gets old, like me. And that's what happens, right? I mean, that you look at him and it's not the same quarterback anymore, but you still think effective enough to win this game.
I think that we could put a game together to win the game. You got to take in consideration it's a different offense, you know. It's not something that Peyton is used to doing. You know, the type of offense that we have, you know, is Kubiak's offense, but they have put things together that he has put fail safes in that makes it easier for Peyton to do what he needs to do. He's overcome a lot of things, injuries that I wouldn't say not disclosed, but you know, there was something wrong that the general population or general public didn't know what was going on. I mean, just like with the foot there this time, you know, if you can't push off, but you try to play through it, you know, it comes a point in time where you have to realize, hey. And Coach realized that, Kubiak realized that and set him down. Yet it was for 6-7 weeks. But when he came back, he was running the bootleg, like a little youngster. Yeah.
And speaking of injuries, as we were talking with Dan Pastorini, you too have been working with Premier Stem Cell Institute. To what end?
That's good. Well? I mean, it was a situation that when you go into a situation in a doctor's office, or if you go anywhere, you go to a mechanic anywhere, you want to go somewhere where somebody cares for you. You know, it's going to tell you the honest truth. Where these people are going to tell you the honest truth, and you bring all your documentation in as far as X-rays, MRIs, whatever, and they'll tell you, hey, we can do this. This will help you, or in certain situations, this won't help you. It could make it worse. But when you go in there, you feel like you're in good hands, which you are. And I did the knees. I did my right knee, my right ankle, my right shoulder. And since then, haven't had any issues, major issues. You know, it doesn't take everything away, but you can notice the difference. Everybody that I've talked to that's done that, you know, they had a situation that, you know, they said it's helped me, and it has helped me.
Ken, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Glad you're doing well.
Yeah, you look good.
All right, thank you.
You look good. You look okay. We'll take it as your word, then the Broncos aren't going to win, though.
Hey, you misquoted me. This guy definitely from Chicago.
All right, my friend. All right. We appreciate you coming
thank
by.
You.
Thanks very much.
Take a brief time out. Come back to talk to Curtis Martin next on The Score.
They said no break.
Starting this spring, we are your new radio home for Cubs baseball. Listen in as Madden, Bryant, Rizzo, Arrieta, and the guys are joined by Hayward, Zobrist, and Lackey to make another run at history. And it all unfolds here.
It's a great time to be a Cubs fan. Make sure to listen to every game right here on 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs.
I'll get this one.
Thanks, Jelly Cake.
But really, that was more of an I'm hungry mom wear.
Oh, see, I got more of a where's daddy help. Okay, that's a wah.
I'll get the next one.
Yes, of course you will.
Because it's always her turn. Just another reason Massage Envy can help your Valentine manage the side effects of this wonderful thing we call living. And right now, get a free 5-piece wish set when you buy $100 in gift cards. Massage Envy. Because everything. Not valid online. See locations for details.
Little Caesar's premium Detroit-style deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni is our most premium pizza experience. And now, it's even more premium. Just call 1-855-TALK-DEEP and we'll compliment you while you eat it. This premium treatment isn't just for eccentric billionaires. It's for you, with your shiny hair and very kind eyes. That one's on us. Pick up our premium deep dish pizza for just $8 and call 1-855-TALK-DEEP. Hot and ready 4 to 8. Or order anytime, you cool rebel. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. As for by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, at my eulogy, I don't want my daughter or whoever it may be giving my eulogy to talk about how many yards I gained or touchdowns I scored. I want my daughter to be able to talk about the man that Curtis Martin was, how, you know, when she was growing up, she looked for a man who was like her father, that he was a man of integrity, a man of strong character, and a God-fearing man. That's what I want. And then at the end of the day, she say, oh, yeah, and he was a pretty good football player. Thank you all.
Wow. Wow, and he's a member, a rare member of the 14,000 yard club as well, our next guest. You might be guessing who it is.
Curtis Martin is, we can add him to the list of Hall of Famers who don't want to wear their gold Hall of Fame jacket.
Where's your Hall of Fame jacket?
Come on.
It's in the Hall of Fame closet at home.
I guess there are two types of guys. There are guys who really want to wear their Hall of Fame jackets and guys who don't.
Why? Yeah, I only wear mine when I go to the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sort of like at Augusta, the green jacket. They only wear it when they're there at Augusta.
Yeah.
Well, this is exciting to be a Hall of Famer. Did it change your life at all?
I don't know that it changed my life. I don't know if anything's any different. I just think it sounds better when they say Curtis Martin Hall of Famer to me. I enjoy it. I enjoy the fraternity that I've become a part of. You know, I was never one of those guys who, you know, in college, you know, part of any fraternity or anything like that. But this is one that I'm very grateful and honored to be a part of.
You were also never at any level at any time, despite this long list of accolades, you just weren't a self-promoter.
Why not? Because I always thought that it was bigger than me. And, you know, I didn't necessarily play because of football. You know, even when it comes to that, you know, I played for a purpose that was bigger than football. You know, I use football as a vehicle to be sitting in the position that I am now, from a business perspective, from a charitable perspective, and just as a man. You know, I've learned a lot of lessons through football that are hard to learn, you know, are hard to be taught. You know, like, there's a certain level of perseverance, a certain level of determination that you can't be taught.
You had that. There's no question you had that. I mean, because I guess every guy's driven by something different, right? I mean, we talk to guys that are crazy. We talk to guys that aren't. They talk to the guys that said, I just like to play. You're different. Nobody said that yet. Yeah. You're thinking ahead. I mean, that's... That's interesting because you played a long time.
I guess the question the question from that is, when you talk about the lessons that are learned, and I know football players love to get together and talk about the life lessons that this game teaches you. Mm-hmm. As parents learn more about the dangers of the game, as parents are making more difficult decisions, and even players for themselves are making more difficult decisions about what they want to subject themselves to, do you think you could have learned exactly the same lessons through a completely different mechanism?
No.
Why not?
No, not at all. I just because there's, you know, I think we kind of self-preserve ourselves. Like, you know, so I couldn't inflict that amount of pain that I went through in certain instances to learn how to overcome that amount of pain or learn how to overcome it mentally, even if it was there physically. There's certain levels of determination. Like, there's certain, for me to have someone who was better than me every single year at running back on the team and still have to keep them as my backup, you know, not by holding them down, but by helping them to be the best that they could be, but knowing that that would just push me to be even better. Like, different lessons like that.
Who was better than you?
Oh, Lamont Jordan was. If I had his talent, I would have broken every running back record there is. This guy was a combination. Most people didn't get to realize it simply because of, you know, I mean, he was a young guy, so he didn't, you know, have the work ethic and different things like that. Mm-hmm. This guy was a phenomenon. He was like a combination of Marshawn Lynch and Adrian Peterson combined. If he would have worked the way I worked, I think the world would have saw that.
Why didn't he see that? I mean, because that's... why didn't he see that? Because you see a lot of guys that do see it. They go, you know what? I got to get to work here.
Again, I think that that's something that's hard to learn. And if you're not committed to doing it and committed to being disciplined...
And the pain.
Yeah. Then, you know, you don't get to enjoy the fruits of those hard lessons.
This is what I'm curious about. The difference between having gone through, having overcome physical pain, emerging from the other side and having the memory of it, and how that compares and contrasts with actually understanding how you did it, or if that means you're prepared to do it in a way again. Is it teachable? Is it just something, I hurt, I worked through it, and now I don't hurt anymore? Is there something concrete that you can say, look, this is a way to do that, or a way for someone else to learn how it's done?
Well, you know something? No, I don't think that there's any way to say that this is how it's been done or how it can be done. You know, for me, growing up the way I did, which was really, you know, I had a really rough upbringing and had to deal with things that kids shouldn't have to deal with. And I had to see things that kids shouldn't have to see. I think that was kind of the foundation that gave me that push, that determination, that perseverance. Because for me, football was easy compared to the neighborhood I grew up in. You know, I would rather be on the football field than back in the neighborhood.
What neighborhood was it? What are we talking about?
I grew up in a little town called Homewood in Pittsburgh, which at certain times has the highest murder rate in the country, you know, and I've been very vocal about it. Like, my grandmother lived there, and, you know, I've experienced, like, we found her murdered with a knife in her chest, you know. And a broken neck, and, you know, I have about 35 friends or family that's been murdered. And so when you come from that type of background, when you've experienced different things like that, and I mean, when you see death, I mean, like, when you see death all around you and you look death in the eye, it gives you a certain type of drive that it's just hard to learn somewhere else.
Can that drive be channeled into the arts? Can it be channeled into school? Can that the drive that you used for football, maybe there's a kid that either doesn't have the physical ability to play football or the desire, but can that same thing you're talking about, just a different kind of kid, can it be used in a different way for him or her?
Yeah, well, you know, I think qualities like determination, perseverance, discipline, it doesn't really care what it's applied to. It just has to be applied. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I apply that to every aspect of my life, whether that's mentally, emotionally, you know, physically, spiritually, whatever. It's about, you know, having that drive to keep pushing the envelope, you know, not stop at the ceiling, but break through the ceiling.
So what else are you doing here at the Super Bowl and here at Radio Row today?
Well, I'm here with a company that I'm involved with, DNA, which stands for Brain Network Activation. And it's really interesting to me because, you know, I've had several concussions. And, you know, when you come to the sideline, the typical protocol is that they, you know, you follow someone's finger or you remember some words, and they're really measuring your symptoms to see if you are intact. Mm-hmm. This tool, this technology, actually measures the injury itself.
How?
It's called